sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need that trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, first-timer on Ron Siegel Radio. I don't know, I call you Dr. Beth Haney, Your Honor, Miss Mayor. You got so many adjectives there. Welcome. Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Always something to celebrate. Now, you know me, having beaten anorexia, I'm generally looking for something edible to celebrate. So when it says that today is National Data Privacy Day, yeah, we're probably not going to deal with that one. National Kazoo Day.
It is what it is.
We can go with this one. National Plan for a Vacation Day. But again, having beaten anorexia, I will stick with National Blueberry Pancake Day. Yeah, we'll stick with that one. I can blueberry pancakes. I wonder if they have that over at Polly's Pies. I might have to check that out after the broadcast. Speaking of checking out, let's check out what the markets are doing this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 229 points. S&P 500, that one's up 35 points. The NASDAQ up 126 points. Are you getting a little bit of a pattern here? Oil up 57 cents. Per barrel, the U.S. Treasury up 0.36. Yes, we are still positive. 1.646 is the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Germany, they're still getting a negative interest rate. Give them your money. They give the government your money for 10 years, and you don't get all of it back. Sounds almost like taxes, doesn't it? Negative 0.339. Japan, you're getting a negative 0.37. They don't have anything in here for China. Of course, we know what's going on in China right now. That is a bit scary. We'll continue on checking out what's going on around the world. Now, I did share with you that the markets are up today. I am going to tell you right now, because it is what I do. It is what it is. Don't get caught up watching the markets right now. The markets are up, but I would say probably tomorrow or the day after, we may see a little bit of a change in what's going on in the markets. We saw the markets down 2 days in a row. Why? It all had to do with the coronavirus. No, not the beers. We're talking about China and how many people over there are ill. And we've got a flight coming back here, 200 people coming back to Ontario, California, who have coming from the Wuhan area of China. Yeah, that's where all the infection is. They're going to be quarantined there. Get one person that gets out of gets away from that area that has the virus, and watch how the markets drop. Now, do you really believe that the virus is contained now, that the thing that brought the market down the last 2 days has all of a sudden gone away? No, it's, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Now, I will tell you, from having dealt in China for many, many years, decades actually, anything you read coming out of China, if it's a negative, you better multiply it by about 10, maybe even more than that. Government there does not tell you the truth. Oh, wait a second. We've got chicken shift here. So we used to say that the government told us the truth here, but with chicken shift, we don't probably get that anymore. But over in China, they don't even pretend to tell the truth. Just throw that out there for you. Fascinating watching. Have you watched any of the impeachment? Oh, wait a second. The major networks decided to black out Pam Bondi yesterday. They didn't want anybody to hear that. But hey, this is 2020, and we can actually find out what's going on, even if ABC, NBC, CBS, Cannabis News Network, MSNB, Hehoff, they don't want you to see what's going on. We can still find out what's going on. She gave a tremendous presentation yesterday. If you wanted to see it, you could find it. And then followed up with, you know, this is what's got to get you, is you get a Democrat like Alan Hershowitz, right? He says, and he's a Harvard law professor emeritus. Think about that one. Talking about there's no impeachable offense. Of course, Adam Schiff can't hear and he can't read, so he gets everything wrong. I did hear something fascinating yesterday. He's a member of the Gang of Eight. They're the ones that are supposed to get all the top intelligence in. Wait a second. Intelligence and Adam Schiff? You can't say those two together. But he's supposed to get all the top intelligence and report it back to their colleagues. But he's probably going to give his own interpretation because you can't trust anything the guy says. But we continue to listen to what's going on. And obviously the heartbreaking story of the week, right? I mean, it's fascinating what's going on here. Kobe Bryant, his family, the others that were on the plane. Now listening to the effect. I heard initially the effect that Kobe had on the league, the effect that Kobe had on his peers. And I heard somebody came up with the concept, you know, in the 60s, we had Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain. In the 70s, it was probably with Jerry West. In the 80s, we had Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. The 90s was all about Michael Jordan. 2000 to 2010, who carried the NBA? Yeah, it was Kobe Bryant. And now in 2010 to 2020, it's been LeBron James. Well, it's fascinating if you listen to some of the stories from LeBron James talking about who was his mentor, who gave him the impetus to do what he was doing. Well, it was Kobe Bryant. 17-year-old Kobe Bryant came out and people said, well, if this 17-year-old can come out and do it, why can't I? That was LeBron James's comments. Now think about, I don't know if you saw LeBron's posting on Instagram yesterday. I dare you to read that and not have a tear in your eye. Unbelievable, the information. And 4 years, think about what he has done in 4 years since he retired. And I know some of these things were probably put in place before that, but all of the women's athletics, all of the women's sports, obviously having four daughters, he was very involved in the women's athletic arena. But if you're starting to hear now some of the things that were being done behind the scenes, right? The women's soccer league, the women's basketball league, women's volleyball league, obviously they're all Mamba events, and the far-reaching effects. Right. I mean, you look and you see how many basketball teams Sunday and Monday all took basketball games took double 24-second violations in honor of Kobe Bryant. That's a pretty strong statement. Yes, I understand. I mean, a 41-year-old, it's not supposed to happen that way. A 13-year-old, there was two, I think I've got the picture here, two young girls on their kids. They're barely teen, their first year of being a teenager. I mean, you talk about that. I see if I can find the picture, but I think it was two young kids on the plane. It was two or three young kids. Unbelievable. You know, it's just not the way it's supposed to be, but life goes on. You have to learn the lessons from some of these things. And we're probably as mere mortals, not able to understand the lessons that something like this is supposed to be teaching us, but maybe it's teaching us to be nice to people, to look out for people, to try and be a positive role model for others, to give opportunity to others. Maybe that is the lesson that we are supposed to learn from this devastating event. Don't know. But, you know, if you have comments, feel free to put them into the chat. We are on Facebook Live right now. Obviously, on radio, you're not going to be able to put a chat comment. But Bruce, Dr. Darren, you see he's on there from Northern California. Mary, got comments? Feel free to put them on right there on the social media channels for us. And if we can get to them, we will. But the idea here is, you know, just I'll tell you this. I don't walk away from my kids, my wife ever without saying goodbye and I love you. Right? Because I guarantee when those nine people got on that helicopter, a beautiful Sunday morning, I was down in Newport Beach at the time. Beautiful Sunday morning in Newport Beach. No clouds down there at that time when I was there. None of them realized it was going to be the last time they were going to be able to hug their families, kiss their kids, speak to their wives or husbands, right? Just think about that. So as you learn from this event, my suggestion to you is, number one, learn to be nicer to people, right? We've gotten into such a polarized society, right? If I don't agree with you, you're a terrible person. Well, really? I mean, Jay Kaplan was on with us on Thursday, and he and I are completely opposites politically. But after the show, we go out for breakfast. Well, I'm always willing to go out to eat, and so is Jay. But the bottom line is we can be friendly. We can be respectful. You should learn that. We should all learn, take that lesson, because I don't know what Kobe's politics were. I don't even care, right? That's the whole idea. He was out there doing good, and I bet he didn't ask at the Mamba Academies, you know, are you a Republican or a Democrat? Right? And we talk a lot of politics and we hear about the polarization, but some of these things are just go beyond that. I'm going to get off my soapbox and tell you that you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we are going to learn about a financially or fiscally responsible city. Holy cow, how could that possibly be in our day and age? But we'll learn about it. We're going to chat about, should I sell my house this year? Common life events that affect your taxes, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in...
back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the phone call. Again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 257 points. The NASDAQ up 136 points. Let's see what else we've got going on. The S&P 500 up 35.3. 10-year Treasury, 1.65. It's a little bit better today for our seniors than it was yesterday. Mortgage-backed securities down 2 basis points. And as I share with you all the time, you can find that information right there on that super secret website, google.com. So why do you tune in to Ron Siegel Radio? I tell you why these things are happening. Obviously, we know that talked in the last segment about the coronavirus, but here's some more information I'm going to give you that you're not going to get on, especially if you listen to CNBC. Now, I've told you before, the absolute worst person you can ever listen to when it comes to housing is Diana Olick. I mean, if she, the next time she gets something right in housing, it'll be the first time. And giving you the misleading information as well. So the best source that we have on the housing market as far as prices is CoreLogic. Now, Diana Olick, I told you this last week, she does not understand how accounting and how economics works. Median home prices means that's what housing is. There's half the houses are selling above that number, half selling below that number. That doesn't mean that has anything to do with the appreciation on your house. We've got to get that information either from CoreLogic or FHFA. And we got the numbers in from, I'm sorry, from Case-Shiller or FHFA. We got that number in from Case-Shiller, and they've gave us some great information. Housing prices, if you look, the 20-city index increased to 2.6 on a year-over-year basis from 2.2. You say, oh, Ron, what a big deal. It's only about a 0.4% change. Well, that's 20%, right? So the numbers are going up very nicely in that home price index. That is really where you're finding out what's happening with your household net worth, right? So look at those numbers. It's going to give you better data as to what's happening in the housing market. The, again, Case-Shiller, that is the gold standard for appreciation. That was released. Two of the indexes, they've got a national index, which covers all 9 U.S. Census divisions, reported a 3.5% annual gain. That's the normal. 3.5% is on a national level. That's a normal gain. That's good. That's healthy. When we see a 7, 8, 10%, well, we have to be careful of numbers like that, because anytime they can go up that amount, they can go down that amount. So we want to really be careful when we think about that concept. We like the idea of stability on an upward trend. New home sales for December were down 0.4% from the previous month, still up a very strong 23% year over year. Something, again, the media conveniently left out. Median home price was reported at $331,000. Estimate of new houses for sale at the end of December, 327,000, which represents a supply of 5.7 months at the current sales rate. 5.7 means a stable housing market. We always look and say, okay, if we got 6 months worth of inventory, that is a stable market. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. Let's get into our featured guest chatting about a local community and maybe a gold standard community. Yorba Linda, California, their mayor, Beth Haney, welcome.
Hi, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you with us. So Yorba Linda's got a lot of, I mentioned because I saw in some of the preparation, the production work, fiscally responsible, money's going into reserves. Tell us a little bit about, how do you do that in this day and age? How do you get so much money going into the reserves? Was it 50% of the budget is in reserves?
Yes, so, yes, that's our policy.
So really?
Our city policy is to have 50% of our monies into reserve accounts, into the operating account, because if something devastating happens to the city, we want to be able to run it continually with our law enforcement and those types of, you know.
Fascinating things. Because so many cities you hear about, they're trying to make ends meet. And right. Yorba Linda having that much money there that's already doing the job that people are getting what they ask for.
Yes.
My son and I went to dinner last night. You got a beautiful new town center.
Yes, the town center's great.
Right. I mean, Bristol Farms over there. Does that bring more money into the city, or does it just bring people, or what is the benefit of a major complex like that for the city?
Oh boy, it's wonderful because now we get more increased sales tax revenue, and more people come to Yorba Linda because now there's this gorgeous Bristol Farms,
right?
And that's famous, you know, in California.
Sure.
And so people have been coming to Bristol Farms, and then the new Regal Cinemas is state of the art, and there's theaters there. One of them is the IMAX, and so it's like you're actually in the movie. It's so wonderful, and that the theater also serves food, and they have a bar if you wanted to have a drink and go watch a movie, and all of the other little eateries.
Wait, in the movie, there's a bar?
Yeah.
Wow, I might even start going to the movies.
Yeah, it's really nice. And so the other eateries there are fabulous. Some of them are well-known, franchises, and others are one-offs. And it's really a beautiful town center. And so it draws lots of people. They spend lots of money and spend lots of time in Yorba Linda.
And that comes back into the general fund for the city?
Yep.
Some of that money?
Yep,
sales tax. Obviously, In-N-Out's actually coming to Yorba Linda?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's something new. It's going to be where our current library is, our current public library.
Okay.
And so that is going to be demolished, and it's the new public library and art center is in the framing stages now of being built. So it should open and be able to offer the services and all of those programs that we currently offer and more in August, September.
Sometime
around there. And so then at the old library site, the In-N-Out will be moving in there in maybe 18, 24 months.
Oh, so that's usually a big thing. I mean, I remember when In-N-Out decided they were going to move into La Quinta out in the Coachella Valley, and that was the talk of the town. I mean, everybody was so excited that In-N-Out is coming.
Yes. Yes. We're very excited.
Now, is it because of people enjoying the food, or does it bring revenue to the city?
It brings revenue to the city.
Okay, so that's the biggie right there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Now, what made you decide to become a mayor? Why did you, what was the driving force there? You're a business owner in Yorba Linda.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that in a minute, but what made you decide to get into, I call it a blood sport, and thank goodness for those of you that get involved in it, but.
So, well, first of all, I want to explain just briefly that Yorba Linda is one of many of the cities in Orange County that have rotating mayors.
Okay.
And so when we are elected, we're elected to the city council.
Ah, okay.
Then the city council votes you or who, you know, a city council member as mayor pro tem and then the next year mayor. And so I was elected by our city council as mayor. So I'll serve a 1-year term.
Okay.
And, then what made me want to run for city council is that I have a lot of experience serving on our nurse practitioner boards. For example, I was president of the California Association for Nurse Practitioners and served 8 years on that board and learned a lot about policy, politics, you know, how it works.
And you still did this.
Yeah. And learned a lot about systems organization and how things function, and that basically these organizations, even if they're nonprofits, you have to run them like a business, because if you don't, you're not going to stay. You're not going to exist.
So you can actually run a city like a business. That doesn't sound like a government way of doing things. They seem to, you know, think that the money just flows from somewhere and just spent. I mean, our government in California, he just thinks you just spend the money.
Right. No.
Right. That's not the way.
No.
You can't just issue a new bond and build something new because you want to.
No, you can't print money either.
Oh, can't print money. What? Unbelievable. Okay. Yeah.
So I just had a lot of experience on those types of boards. And then also I was on the board of directors for the Orange County YMCA. And so when the three city council seats came up for election, I thought, oh gosh, well, you know, I've rotated off the California Nurse Practitioner Board. And I thought, gosh, I think I could help run the city, you know, just be involved and see what I can do. And so when those three seats were up, I threw my hat in the ring and campaigned and won.
Holy cow. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of work to me. I mean, I just like to do a little radio show here in the morning, but we'll talk more with the mayor when we come back. Mayor Yorba Belinda, Beth Haney is with us. So do you get referred to as mayor or city councilwoman, or what's the proper?
Currently now as mayor.
Okay. So every once in a while, I do these things the right way. Well, we're going to talk more with the mayor when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also chat a little bit, and I might even throw some of these out to our producers. Should I sell my house this year? 8 common life events that affect your taxes, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. As well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property, what the market thinks about your property. All free tools from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. Should I sell my house this year? If one of the questions you're asking yourself today is, should I sell my house this year? The current housing opportunities and market experience home survey from the National Association of Realtors should boost your confidence as it relates to the current selling sentiment in the housing market. Even with all the information overload in the media circling around talk of a possible recession, not until next year, the upcoming 2020 election, and more, Americans feel good about selling a house now. That's some good news to get excited about. I shared some graphs earlier today on our social media channels showing, as of the fourth quarter 2019, 75% of people surveyed indicate they believe now is a good time to sell a home. In the case of those with a yearly salary of $100,000 or more, the results jumped even higher, coming in at 82% positive sentiment. When the study divided the outcomes by region, the results were consistently showed Americans feeling good about selling. We're at 81% here in the western part of the country. In addition to looking at income and region, the report also divided the results by generation. And I shared that graph as well earlier. Every generation, millennials are a little behind the times. They're at 68%. They're the lowest one of thinking today is a good time to sell a home, probably because they don't have a home to sell. As you can see, many believe that despite everything going on in the world, it's still a good time to sell a home. According to the National Association of Realtors, the unsold inventory available sits at about 3 months supply at the current sales pace, down from a 3.7-month supply in November. Current inventory is half of what we need for a normal market. This is good news for sellers, as Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at NAR, says, quote, home sellers are positioned well, but prospective buyers are not as fortunate. Low inventory remains a problem. Low inventory remains a problem. Did I say low inventory remains a problem? Think about that. That means that if you're thinking of selling and it's low inventory, you can get maximum money for your homes. Bottom line, if you're ready to list your house, give me a call. I will put you in touch with a great real estate professional to help you with that. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Continuing our conversation, we've got the mayor of Yorba Linda in studio with us live. We are chatting about Yorba Linda, California. It's a small city, comparatively speaking, isn't it?
Yes. We have a population of about 68,000.
68,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you've never been to Yorba Linda, obviously, then you should be going and seeing the most famous part, most famous landmark. Right?
The Richard Nixon Library.
Nixon Library.
One of my favorite places in the world.
It's a great library to go to, and they've got a lot of stuff going on there all the time.
They do.
Right? I mean, you can be going and seeing guest speakers, authors, and see what's going on from the Nixon era to the history that's there.
Sure. And I just saw Nikki Haley.
Okay.
I took my mom several weeks ago, and Nikki Haley was fantastic.
Yeah, I saw Tom Cotton there recently, mm-hmm. and I forgot who we've seen several others. So if you haven't gone to Yorba Linda and taken advantage of that, you know, it's a great resource. I mean, and it's right here. I mean, it's amazing how many people have never been.
So Yorba Linda has one of 13 presidential libraries. So we have the Richard Nixon Presidential Library, and it is gorgeous, and it's just been remodeled. Last year they went through a big remodel, and then they just now updated the East Room, replica of the East Room. It is absolutely stunning. I mean, there's all kinds of events there, weddings.
You can actually have a wedding at the Nixon Library?
You could do that. Oh, yeah, absolutely, because the Pat Nixon Rose Garden is gorgeous. They have a reflection pool. It really is beautiful.
And think library for the holidays. I've been there for Memorial Day.
Yes.
Or Veterans Day, one or the other. I was there, and I know that they've got events for both, but I don't remember which one we were there. It was just a spectacular ceremony, the pomp and circumstance, yes. The whole nine yards. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So let me let's get into some of the nuts and bolts of cities around the county and state. Obviously, the biggest issue that we see or that I hear about in our state is homelessness.
Yes.
Is that an issue in Yorba Linda?
So Yorba Linda, we're very fortunate. We have a very low homeless population.
They don't know about it yet. We don't. Well, hopefully they're not listening to us right now. We don't want them to go there.
Well, we're the majority of Yorba Linda is residential.
Okay.
And so that's why the town center is such a big boon for us, because it brought in, you know, many new businesses. And then on Main Street, they've updated their businesses as well. We have a good business community, you know, in Savoy Ranch and other centers that we have, but the town center really got us, you know, more on the map as far as business. But since we are mostly residential, there's not a lot of resources for homelessness. Homeless people that are in our city.
We got rid of all the bridges, right? So there's no place for them to live.
Yeah, Yorba Linda's a little island. But we do have a couple. But anyway, we're one of 13 cities that are considered, or that we're part of a coalition, basically, of 13 cities in the North Orange County. And while a couple of the cities have the land and the structures, or are building a structure to house the homeless and offer them services, Yorba Linda is giving financial.
Okay, to pay to keep them out of the city.
Yeah.
No, that's
no. Because we just don't have. Yeah, that's. There's no,
I
no
get it. I jest. It's so it's fascinating though, because I'm being a little conservative that people have accused me of, right? I look and say, okay, well, you know, they can go to work like the rest of us,
no.
Right? And some can, some can't, but you know, I'm a big believer that maybe they can. Everybody has some talent. So even if someone's homeless, they can still help pick up trash or clean the city or I don't know, whatever. But that's a different story.
That is a different story.
So is a mayor, being mayor of a city like Yorba Linda, is that a full-time job?
No, it's part-time.
Okay.
I personally put in probably anywhere from 10 to 16 hours a week, you know, depending on what documents I need to read or events that I have to attend or meetings that are scheduled or called, either with city staff or with residents. So
that's not too bad then.
No, it's not too bad.
So you run your other business at other times then?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So we'll chat about that next segment a little bit. But so you ran for office so that you can make a difference. Do you feel like you're making a difference?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
so does that mean you're going to rerun again?
Yes.
Is there term limits in Yorba Linda?
Yes. So there's you can run 3 times, and each time is 4 years. So you can do a total of 12 years. And so I'm running again, actually, this November. I'll be on the ballot with the presidential candidates, which draws a lot of voters out.
Sure.
And so just in case your audience doesn't realize, there's a new voting system now. So there's going to be several places that you can just basically go in and drop your ballot, and there's no more polling places. So you can't, like, vote at a place. You actually have to vote, you know, it'll be mailed to you, the ballot will be mailed, and then you have to go drop it off. So that's this November, and that new system's going to actually start in March 3rd.
So is that a Yorba Linda system, or is that statewide?
No, it's statewide.
Wow, okay, so statewide. No more polling places? We don't get to go and visit the kind folks at the senior center, right? I mean, you can go visit them any from some other time, but that's always been a big issue, is being able to go over there and see people. That's going to be. Do you think it'll ever get to a point where it's all done electronically, where we can just take our phone and vote?
Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, because you know, there's lots of money being spent to supply these boxes and these new voter areas and you know, the mail itself.
Right.
Is expensive. So
it's going to be fascinating to see how they can manage and keep track of the fraud that gets involved in some of these things, right? I mean,
right.
How many ballots can I turn in?
Right.
Right. And you know, it's a whole nother issue. Tell me about your favorite experience or something that has been most exciting to you. I mean, obviously you shared a little bit about In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
Was the negotiations with that? Do you find that challenging, fun, intimidating?
The negotiation portion of a business or running a city is kind of fun for me.
Okay.
I enjoy it in a weird way.
Okay.
And so when we were negotiating with In-N-Out, They gave us an offer, and then as council, we were discussing it, and I said, okay, well, here's our counter offer. And they kind of looked around like, no, we want In-N-Out here. Don't rock the boat. No, this is a negotiation. Let's do this. And so they were all on board, and we ended up being very successful. So that was, I'm really glad to have the support of my council colleagues.
Well, hopefully it's successful for everybody, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the way you hope some of these things turn out, is that both sides come out at the end of the day as a winner.
Yep.
Right. The city's got a great In-N-Out. Most places people feel as a service, right? I mean, sure. People love their food and enjoy the facility, and they do a lot of good stuff for the community
too.
They do. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you look at, and their wages are nice. It's not a, they're not trying to steal from anybody or get slave labor.
Right.
Right. They're generally a higher end employer for the fast food industry. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice area. So you got to run again. What does it cost to try? So you have to fundraise.
Yes.
What is it? If I wanted to go move to Yorba Linda and run for a council first place, which I got way too much baggage, so don't worry, I'm not doing it. Right? How much money do you have to raise for something like that?
So for Yorba Linda, it ranges, but right now it's about an average of $50,000.
Okay. Is it more or less when you're talking about it when you're part of the group that's on the presidential ballot?
It's definitely more.
Is it more?
Yeah. Because you have to get above all the noise.
Okay.
And so you have to really stand out. And so, you know, presidential election, everybody comes out. With the midterms,
some people show, some don't. Mm-hmm. Right. I want to chat with the mayor when we come back, because that's her part-time job. She's got a full-time job. Lux Aesthetic Center. I can't say it, but we'll have her talk about it. But here's something that I want you to think about, because this is a major issue that many people don't think about. We all talk about the concept of getting involved in the big national elections, but as a business owner, what's really important is what's happening locally. The president doesn't deal with the parking situation that you have at your office, your business, your building. We're going to talk about being a business owner in a community and how that affects, and maybe does that have any effect in getting involved in the community? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Note to our engineers, we're going to skip Your Credit Matters segment today so I can continue the conversation with Mayor Beth Haney here on air. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and we will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Here's the fun of hosting your own radio show. I can actually say that your Credit Matters segment today is brought to you by our friends at creditsanitizer.com. And you better tune in tomorrow if you want to hear the story, because I'm not going to do it today. We're going to do the Your Credit Matters segment tomorrow. And at that time, I'll actually tell you, so call it a tease in radio, 8 common life events that affect your taxes. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Today, we're going to talk about the flip side. So we've been chatting this morning with the mayor of Yorba Linda, Beth Haney. Now we're going to talk, same person, but we're going to talk to the business owner in Yorba Linda, Lux Aesthetic Center. So what made you want to be a business owner? Is that something you always wanted, or where, how did you get that impetus?
Well, I grew up in a family. My dad was an entrepreneur. And so ever since I can remember, having and owning a business was just what you do.
Just part of the, part of life.
Yeah. And so there was no like fear about jumping in. And so when I was 21, I actually opened a hair salon.
Okay.
And I had two partners, and we were very successful and right through my 20s, and then decided to go to, actually I was going to go to medical school and become a physician. And then instead, so to do that, you have to get your bachelor's degree. So I got my nursing degree instead, because I thought, oh, a bachelor's in nursing, that will help me learn the language of medicine. And so, did that. And then while I was getting my nursing degree, I decided to go for a nurse practitioner. And so that's what I did. And then once I started working for other urgent cares and primary care offices, I thought, gosh, I should open my own.
Makes sense. Yeah. A normal progression. Yeah. Now, I mentioned in the last segment the idea that so many business owners constantly talk about the national political scene. But I suggest that you're going to have more influence or need on a local level. Do you find that as well?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, at the local level, you know, when decisions are made, say, for example, from your city council, that affects you and your business locally.
Sure.
Whereas at the federal level, I mean, there's some noise and things that happen up at that level, but you have to get kind of above that and just function at your local level.
Sure. You have aspirations to go to that level?
No.
Don't want to go that far, right?
No.
So nurse practitioner, do you need to do that for, I mean, I have no clue. I'm an ignorant, right? So I don't even know I can't even spell aesthetics. So that's knowing what is an aesthetics center?
Okay. So, an aesthetics, like my aesthetics center anyway, offers things like Botox, dermal fillers, laser treatments, and then also regular facials, waxing, that type of stuff. So it's cosmetic dermatology.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have to deal with all the insurance companies, or do you have to deal with all?
No, you mean as far as billing?
Billing and all that?
No, we don't do any billing. No insurance companies are involved at all.
So it's more of a desire instead of a medical necessity.
Right. I mean, we do treat acne and rosacea quite often as well.
Okay. But hopefully my wife's not listening today, so we'll be in good shape here. But she understands all that stuff. Yeah. I don't understand any of it. So do you have to be a practitioner? Do you have to be, is there licensing involved to do all the aesthetic things?
Oh, gosh, yes. So a registered nurse can perform the injections and use the laser, but you have to have the direction and prescription from either a physician or a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant. All four of those can all do the treatments. And so as far as being regulated, yes. Like for example, my business is regulated by not only the medical board and the nursing board, but also the cosmetology board and the health department, because the health department regulates the microblader, which does the semi-permanent eyebrow,
okay,
like tattooing. And then the cosmetology board oversees the estheticians, the nursing board oversees the nurses, and then the medical board oversees our physician.
So you have to be a regular, some sort of a deal with all the regulations as well as just taking care of people.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It's half the job.
I call it, in our world, we call it compliance.
Yes, compliance.
Right? I mean, so there's you're helping people, but then you got to deal with all these boards and compliance and auditors and...
And pay all the fees for the licenses and permits and...
Amazing. So, okay, so I'm call me ignorant. This Botox stuff, what is that supposed to do for me? I know it's not going to make me look good because I don't think it does that much.
Yeah, actually, we have about 15% of men that come in.
Oh, really?
Business, yes, absolutely. And so how Botox and Dysport work is basically it smooths your muscle, the muscles on your face. I mean, it smooths the skin on your face because it relaxes the muscles. It doesn't paralyze your body. It doesn't paralyze your face. It does nothing like that, but it just relaxes the muscles so that you can't use them.
So why do they look so tense, tight then when you see some people that have done, maybe it's not done properly.
Could be.
That it makes them look like their knees up along their cheekbone or something.
No, that might be a surgical thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Botox and Dysport, they're temporary. They only last like 3 to 4 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes it a good business because anytime you've got something that disappears and people have to come back again, that makes it a good business wise.
Right. That's true. But you know, if you look at someone's face and they're just at rest and they don't have any lines, that's very youthful looking. But when you look at someone's face and they're at rest and they have like deep crow's feet or forehead lines or what have you, that's when the appearance, you know, starts looking a little bit older and people are kind of like, oh, you know.
I thought that was excessive martinis, but maybe that's a different story right there.
Yeah.
So now, what is the next thing? I mean, is there new things coming out that you're seeing in the horizon from this standpoint? Because Botox is what, 15, 20 years?
Yes, it's we've been using it in the U.S. for about 26 years.
Okay.
And now there's 20 different indications in 80 different countries. So it's used for sweating, migraines, bladder dysfunction, acne they're starting to use it for.
Wait, back up here. Sweating?
Yeah, sweating. Like excessive sweating,
right?
Underarms or hands.
Right.
Yeah, we inject Botox there. And
so I have a son that's got a big problem that he's always trying to figure out how to cut that down. So and Botox might help him.
Yeah, and so Botox, which is so interesting, is that it lasts, and no one's sure why, but it lasts about 9 to 12 months when we inject it into the underarms or the hands.
Is it just injected or is there a specific spot you have to go or how do you?
It's a bunch of tiny little injections.
I hate needles. Uh-huh. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
kind of
they're
stuff.
Just little tiny needles.
Little tiny needles.
Yeah.
Okay, so you start with the martini and then the needles don't bother you as much.
Yeah, right.
I don't know about this stuff. Okay, so what? Just one final question. How do I stop from looking old?
So wear your sunscreen.
Okay.
The best is to avoid direct sunlight altogether. Using like clothing, for example, I was just skiing in Mammoth, and I have, you know, obviously the helmet, but also the goggles
that
cover, you know, the majority of my upper face, and then I have they call them turtles. They're like ski masks that you wear to protect the rest of your face. And so, if you can avoid direct sunlight, that is the best thing to do.
We're in Southern California. We love the sun.
I know, and that's. But at least we have treatments that can reverse sun damage, like intense pulse light.
I don't know if this is within your sphere, but we keep hearing, I mean, we hear from one side, okay, avoid the sunlight as much as possible, sunscreens, all these other things. And then I talk to my nutritionist and she says, I'm short on vitamin D.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so, how do you balance? I mean, just take more pills?
Well, no, I don't necessarily advocate for taking pills because there could be downstream effects from that. We, you know, some people love to take a lot of supplements. We don't know exactly what they're doing to the body downstream, but incidental sun exposure, approximately 10 minutes a day, like walk into your car, you know, walking your dog, whatever, that is going to allow your skin to create and transform into
so that's enough for me.
Into vitamin D. Yep.
Okay, good stuff. So I guess I got to start walking a little more. I don't know about this stuff. So you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. As always, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, A special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, if you'd like to meet the mayor, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I would be happy to put you in touch with her. Maybe you need some Botox. I don't know. But remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.